definitely human.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello! You are listening to The Martin Chronicles, a six-part Mars Corp miniseries written, produced, and edited by Definitely Human and performed by Derek Elwood. This miniseries is dedicated to all our patrons who support Definitely Human Productions. If you are a fan of Mars Corp and want to hear more Mars Corp, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman and become a patron. We have already raised enough to produce monthly Mars Corp mini episodes. With your help, we could produce a second season. You will also get early access to new projects and exclusive content. But that's not all. Mars Corp has teamed up with Audiobooks on Tape to produce a USB audio cassette of Season 1, the Holiday Specials, and the Martin Chronicles miniseries. For more information, go to audiobooksontape.com and search for Mars Corp. Thank you to everyone who has supported Mars Corp. We love you. Goodbye.
Hello, the date is Friday, July the 20th, 2514, and this is Base Manager Martin Mann reporting in with his weekly musings. Last time I told you we were preparing for this year's Yip festivities and my concerns about their plan for the indoor firework display. Well, thankfully it went off without a hitch. No one died and only a handful of people got burnt. This year's Yip was certainly one of the better ones, or at least it seemed to be from what Baxter told me. Everyone got jobs. Cole got some new terraformers after the last lot got drunk and accidentally depressurized the whole world factory during a conga line. Conga lines are now prohibited. And we all agreed that my commencement speech for the year ahead was very inspirational. The only blot on it was the same bloody blot that blotted every bloody thing we've tried to do lately. The resources have always been, well, unhelpful. But in the last few months, they've turned into real C-words about things. The supply of goods is getting more and more restricted. They've even taken all the scooters away. I'm having to walk around the base on my feet like an animal. And sure, you learn to get by. You adapt to only having one ply toilet paper eventually. But they really overstep the mark with Yip. Now. I'll hold my hands up to this. I've not always been the biggest fan of Yip. All the shows and performances just get in the way and take up valuable drinking time. But the Martians seem to like it and it keeps them pliable. So like any good leader, I indulge them in it. This year, though, resources sent me a message 2 days before the start of Yip saying no extra booze would be released for the festivities, not even for the Feast of the Expired. I marched down there, well, Baxter wheeled down there and had some very harsh words for them. They hid behind their usual jargony administrative jibber-jabber and said their hands were tied. This would have created a total riot. We're talking smashing, looting, violence. But they didn't seem to give a heck. They said their concerns were confined to base supplies. I think that they thought that an Yip failure would fall on me, that the Martians would come after me for it, and that they would benefit in some way. This might have been possible if I allowed it. I decided to give them a taste of what I would actually let happen. I sent a message to one of my little friends in the tech department, B. big drinkers, to let slip that resources weren't going to release the booze. That was at 10 a.m. By 11 a.m. they were hammering down the doors of the resources department. That focused Albrick and the other two. He stepped in and said they would re-examine the supply situation and find some alcohol to release for the parties. Baines had received a few broken bones and some blood loss at that point, but nothing too bad. Albrick's not stupid, though. A total melon, yes, but not stupid. He knows the tech department didn't go down there on their own. He knows I was behind it. We've always had our differences, but I can't pretend I haven't struck the first real blow here, and I'm sure he's planning to hit back. I've taken precautions to ensure my safety, and I'm now confining myself to my office. Baxter is checking all my food for contamination. I've stopped drinking the base water, and I'm just sticking to alcohol from my private stash for safety. Should last 4 years, three if they're rough ones. I've also stopped wearing shoes, as I'm sure they will plant explosives in them and try and blow me up. At least that's what I'd do. Baxter is now my sole representative on the base. He's my eyes and ears, checking in, observing, recording, reporting. I was concerned that without my charisma and general likability, people would act adversely to him. To counter that, I had his personality made more fun and likable. Jess in the IT department said that it was pushing it past the pre-programmed fun limiter. But how can fun have a limit? Isn't that right, Baxter?
It sure is, Bugman! Before I was just a boring robot, nobody paid attention to me. And now I'm loud, 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 loud! See how fun a Baxter can be!
How absolutely fantastic is he now?
And it's all thanks to you, Martin!
Indeed it is, Baxter. Indeed it is. As base manager, everything is thanks to me. I'm not sure if it's the recent Umyip celebrations, or the cathartic effect of finally sticking one on the resources, or those new meds Joe gave me, but I'm feeling ambitious. I've been cruising for too long, drinking, napping, tweaking my erotic novel about a time-travelling manager, shredding departmental reports. No more of that. From now on, yoga every day, progress meetings in my office every week, colonic irrigations every month. Oh yes, this feels good. This feels really good. Martin Mann is back in the saddle.
What are we doing, big guy?
Everything, Baxter. We're gonna do everything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.